Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin, the supervisor on the floor, and whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Lorraine Cooney.
Thank you. And I do want to thank you for your patience. That is taking one moment for me to get the account that was sent over to me pulled up. It'd be just a moment. And so that I can make sure that I wasn't over the correct account, could you verify the billing address for me, please?
It's 17. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I'm sorry. 17 Ingleside Ave, Chelsea, Mass. 02150.
Thank you. And how may I assist you?
I was charged two charges on my statement. Now they said I entered a contest, and one charge I was charged $39.99, and on the other charge was $67.32. Now, first of all, even if I did, I would never pay money, especially right before Christmas. Now, they said they'll cancel out whatever prescription I did, but they said they can't refund me no money. I'm here talking $100, yeah.
So yes, what I am showing is that there would have been either an email, an ad, or a survey that would have been participated in that would have led to the offer of a contest for a prize of assorted kitchen equipment. And you're stating that it was not you that did the contest?
No.
Since you're stating that it was not you that did the contest, then we will be reporting this to the local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from, as well as contacting the USPS postal inspector. I do just want you to be aware that you can call back later if you want to ask your family members before we proceed with the investigation.
Nothing
as once
was
we
ever
do,
delivered. Not a thing was ever delivered, and I never signed up for this. And now I can't even get in touch with the company itself.
Yes, I do completely understand. That it was not you that did that. That is why I was advising you of the fraud protocol. I was just giving you the opportunity to check with your family members. Is once we do file the investigation, we have no way of canceling it, but I can definitely still get that filed as fraud for you. It would take just one moment. And as a courtesy, we will be refunding the account now, pending the investigation.
for the boat charges?
Yes.
Because I have a different phone number for one. They're two different numbers. So y'all going to reimburse me the $100?
I'm showing the charge would have been for $67.32 and $39.99.
Yeah, so that's 106 something. Now, will it go right back into my
We send it back through immediately. However, depending on your financial institution, it can take anywhere from 3 to 5 business days for that to show back into your account.
Okay. That's fine.
And was there anything else I could assist you with?
No, I just wish I could find out a way to stop this.
Yes, I have got the account canceled, so there would be no future charges.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome, and I do want to thank you for calling customer service and hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.